Log Talk Radio.
It's me with all my stuff. I just call it straight. Too much stuff. I needed a shirt. And it's a special shirt because this is Memorial Day weekend. And we are honoring veterans as well as those that have gone on before us. And we're remembering our co-pastor, who also was one of the founders of our church. And we are remembering Pastor Paul today. Fine. We have a t-shirt that was made on yesterday, because today is Youth Sunday. And Pastor Paul used to always say to our kids, different ones, my favorite, you know, and it was a big one of his things that he would say all the time to someone, well, you know, you my favorite. And so each child felt like they were Pastor Paul's favorite. Youth Sunday was a very big part of what he loved. He loved being able to pick our children up, you know, and bring them to church. He loved just being a pastor. And he loved children, and our children was special to him. He made sure that our children were able to go on trips. Some of our children had never been out of Springfield until they went on a trip with the church. And Pastor Paul was a big part of that. And so this Sunday, on Youth Sunday, we're going to honor him. We're honoring Pastor Paul today. And so we've asked all of our children who went on the trip last year to wear their shirts that are in memory of Pastor Paul. And I could not find my Pastor Paul t-shirt. Couldn't find it. And I mean, when we say tore up a room, tore up a closet, tore up some drawers, your host did, can put this t-shirt, because I had seen it. And I'm like, Lord, and I'm praying constant prayer the whole time that I'm looking for this shirt. And I mean, we're looking at now, I'm still looking for this shirt, because I had a hugely busy day on yesterday. My granddaughter had a reveal, and her significant other had a reveal for the baby that they are going to have. And I'm going to be a great grandmother of a precious little boy. So it's a boy, y'all. And choir rehearsal, graduation, you know, and then I, you know, hung out with my god sister and watched the documentary with her. And I'm like, I got to find that t-shirt because I looked and find it. And so the very last thing, I felt the presence of God say, now, check your clean laundry basket. I'm like, I looked in there, God, that was the first place I looked. And it, and I heard again, check your clean laundry basket. I go to my clean laundry basket, and at the very bottom of my basket was my basketball t-shirt. And I said, wow, God, you had me go through all of this. And he said, I'm just reminding you of your blessings. We don't realize our blessings until God has to remind us that you have clothes to wear. You have shoes put on your feet. You have a clean clothes basket. You have everything that you need. And to remember the grace of God. So I'm grateful I found my Pastor Paul shirt, but God also led me to another shirt that I have to wear today, because today is a big, huge revival community. It is a community revival. And God reminded me of that as well, and that we ought to count our blessings. What may seem like a mess to you may be the overflow of God. What you wonder is like, Lord, why this or that? But then God gave me the verse he gave me. A you verse. Then, wow, God, you are so busy in loving us. He loves us so much. And he wants us to be the very best we can be. God is so good. He find what I was looking for, helping me to find what was lost to me. Now I found it again. We gotta continue to allow God to guide us, to allow God to lead us, to allow God to help us to be the best that we can be. Sometimes we think we are not being treated fairly, when maybe it's just a test. God will test you. And sometimes you think the test is yours. But it's not your test. It's someone else's. Because the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. How many times was David tested? How many times did David go through? How many times do we go through? We've got to keep trusting God that he will help you find your t-shirt. That he will help you find what is in the bottom of your clean clothes basket. And the one thing that you must remember is the word is clean clothes. God will give you a clean heart and a right spirit within you. All you have to do is believe that he will, that he can, that you are loved. Heavenly Father God, we come to you today with humble hearts, open to receive your mighty word, God. Let your word permeate each and every part of our mind, our body, and our spirit to know that you, God, are the one in charge of everything. and that without you, we are absolutely nothing. Lord God, let your light shine in us. Let your grace abound in us. Let us have hearts of forgiveness. Because there is none like you, God. There is none like you, God. You are Alpha, you are Omega, you are our beginning, and you are our end, God. You are our love, you are our friend, God. And all we can say is, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us, God. Thank you for all you've done for us, God. Thank you for all you've done for us. As the song says, thank you for your love. Thank you for your power. Thank you for protection. Every hour, everything. Woo! Thank God today. Thank God today. And lift up the name of Jesus in all that you do. In all that you do, keep God first. And watch him work in your life. Abound in you. Even if you don't feel love, let his love abound in you. As you move forward today, and as we move forward today, in the word of God, on this beautiful, beautiful day, let God's grace heal whatever pain, love, guide you and lead you. In the name of Christ Jesus, Father God, I thank you again for this word that you have given us, this hope in the future that you gave David, even when others tried to steal what was not theirs to have. You were there, God. Family is good. Hallelujah. Let's get into that word this morning. Join me as we go into the end. Today is going to end one of our books. We're ending 2 Samuel today. Wow. All I can say is wow. We're ending 2 Samuel today. And it has been a great book. And we'll be starting in 1 Kings today. So let's get our books out. Let's get those words out. Let's get that basic instruction before leaving Earth. It's time to go to Bible study. Hallelujah. And the word of God says this. Now these are the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse. Thus says the man raised up on high. Come on now. The anointed of the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just. And that is the word today. I didn't know that the word was for someone, but God just put it in my heart. Remember, this is a word for leaders. This is a word for pastors. This is a word for shepherds. This is a word for overseers, all of those that are out there in leadership. He who rules over men must be just. Wow. He who rules over sin must be just. In the fear of God, we cannot put ourselves above God. Not get in our feelings. because we feel that we're being ruled over. Sin must be God, ruling the fear of God. For this morning, God is giving clarity. He shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house is not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, order in all things and secure my salvation and all my desire. Will he not make it increase? But the sons of rebellion shall all be as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in their place. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Josh, among the captains. He was called Adino, the Isnite, because he had killed 800 men at once. And after him was Eliza, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. He arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary, and he had stuck to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. And after him was Shema, the son of Agai, the Herite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. So the people fled from the Philistines, but he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Then three of the 30 chief men went down at harvest time and came to David at the cave of Adullam. And the troop of Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David said with longing, "Oh, that someone would give me a drink of the water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." So the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. And he said, "For far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is this not the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore, he would not drink it. These things were done by the three mighty men. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of another three. He lifted his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. Was he not the most honored of three? Therefore, he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first three. Benaiah was the son of Joadah, the son of a valiant man from Kabazeel. He who had done many deeds. He had killed two lion-like heroes of Moab. He had also gone down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian, a spectacular man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand, so he went down to him with a staff, wrestled the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did, and won a name among three mighty men. He was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the first three. And David appointed him over his guard. Asahel, eighth brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elihanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shammah, the Herodite. Elikah, the Herodite. Helez, the Philite. Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Teclite. Abizai, the Ananihite. Mabunai, the Hashmite. Zalman, the Ehite. Maharaj, the Nephophatite. Yelib, the son of Benan, the Netophatite. Attai, the son of Ribai, from Gibeah, of the children of Benjamin. Benaiah, of Piratonite. Hidai, from the brooks of Gash. Abba-Albon, the Evahite. Esmavite, the Barjumite. Elabai, and Shalbanite, the sons of Jeshen. Jonathan, Shema, the Herod, Ahim, the son of Shira of the Herites. Eliphalet, the son of Ashabai, the son of the Machanite. Elam, the son of Eltaphel, the Gelonite. Hezri, the Carmelite. Purai, the Arbite. Egal, the son of Nathan of Zoba. Benai, the Gideonite. Ziklik, the Monite. Nahari, the Baranite. Armbearer of Joab, the son of Zerulah. Ira, the Arite. Kirab, the Dite. And Uriah, the Hittite. 37 in all. Again, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judah. Now remember, God said no census. And so the king said to Joab, the commander of the army who was with him, now go throughout all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba and count the people that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said to the king, now may the Lord your God add to the people 100 times more than there are, and may the eyes of the Lord the king see it. But why does my king, the king, desire this thing? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the army. Therefore, Joab and the captains of the army went out from the presence of the king to count the people of Israel. And they crossed over the Jordan and camped in Aroer, on the right side of the town, which is in the midst of the ravine of Gad and the town of Jazer. Then they came to Gilead and to the land of Tahtim-Hadesh. They came to Dan, John, and around the Sidon. And they came to the stronghold of Tyre and to all the cities of the Havites and the Canaanites. Then they went out to South Judah as far as Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. Then Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men who drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And David's heart condemned him after he had numbered the people. So David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now I pray, O Lord, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. Now when David arose in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, go and tell David, thus says the Lord, I offer you 3 things. Choose one of them for yourself, that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David and told him, and he said to him, shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land, or shall you flee 3 months before your enemies, while they pursue you, or shall there be 3 days plague in your land? See what answer I should take back to him who sent me. And David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Please let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, but do not let me fall into the hand. Amen. For the Lord sent a plague upon Israel from the morning to the appointed time, from Dan to Beersheba, 70,000 men of the people died. And when the anger and when the angel stretched out his hand over Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the destruction and said to the angel who was destroying the people, it is enough. Now return your hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the thrashing floor of Arana, the Jebusite. Then David spoke to the Lord when he saw the angel who was striking the people and said, surely I have sinned and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, be against me and against my father's house. And Gad came that day to David and said to him, go up, erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite. So David, according to the word of God, went up as the Lord commanded. Now Arunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming toward him. So Arunah went out and bowed before the king with his face to the ground. And Arunah said, why has my lord the king come to his servant? And David said, to buy the thrashing floor from you and to build it to the Lord, that the plague may be withdrawn from the people. Now Arunah said to David, let my lord the king take and offer up whatever seems good to him. Look, here are ox for burnt sacrifice and threshing implements and the yoke of the oxen for wood. All these, O king, Arunah was given to the king. And Arunah said to the king, may the Lord your God accept you. Then the king said to Arunah, no, but I will surely buy it from you for a price now, nor will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God, with that which cost me nothing. So David brought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord heeded the prayers for the land, and the plague was withdrawn from Israel. Sometimes we wonder, Lord, I wasn't going to do a census, but you put it in my spirit to do it. But then God was angry with Israel. There was some stuff that was going on that David didn't know about, but God did. 70,000 folks that died. They died for a reason. And many times they probably died in sin. It's not here, it doesn't say. But if God put something on your heart, and then but David realized, but you also said I was not to do a census, and I went against what you said. Forgive me. David always with God. Talk on this show, taking it to the throne and not the phone. We've got to take everything to God. Even if you have to go to the phone to get some clarity of some things. Because God will speak to a Gad for you. And you got to talk some things out. We can't always be in our flesh. We got to take it to God. But sometimes God will send you a prayer partner to pray with you and to pray for you and to lift you up. We just got to keep going forth. Allow God to use you in his way. 2 Timothy 24:14, please let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. David counted on the mercy of God not to remove from him all consequences for his sin, but to spare his life and the life of his nation. Even in judgment, God shows mercy. Even in judgment, God shows mercy. So who are we to not show mercy to our fellow men and women? So much awful things going on in this country. folks getting out of shape over stupid stuff. People get mad over things that are beyond your control. And then some folks just manipulating situations and holding the nation hostage. Why? Because they can. But understand, whatever you do in the dark, God will bring to the light. Whatever you say, God will show up and show out. We got to not be too fake with what we do. You know, we got one foot in, one foot out. In the world, in and out. In the world, in and out. God is watching that. That's what you're doing. God sees where you have one rule for this person and one rule for another. God sees when you're not fair. God sees when you're lying, you're other people. God sees it all. In it. Because David, we all know, was a hot mess. And the last one of his mighty men, think of this, 37 in all, was Uriah the Hittite, whose wife he slept with. Uriah was one of his mighty men who would not go against God, who did not go against God and sleep with his wife when his fellow men were in battle. And David, who didn't go out to fight, sent this man to die. And he lost a child for it. And a great, mighty man. God used that sin to bring a Solomon, the wisest man to ever live. We don't understand what God does or why God does what he does, but we just have to say, okay, Lord, your will, not mine. Well, we wonder, Lord, why am I in this mess? You know this is not me. And then God said, it's a test. Not my will. But yes, you got to trust God. And whatever you're going through, God, Lord, give me discernment to know your voice over the voice of that slimy, sneaky snake. Because the sneaky snake will come and try to whisper in your ear what is not God. Just like he tempted Jesus, he will tempt us. He will tempt you to get out of your life, to get out of your square. Well, come on, over here. Come on over here. You know, you got friends over here. You know, you got good people over here. Come on over here. And you get there and you realize, Lord, what have you brought me to? Things that I thought I was leaving, I'm finding right here too. We got to trust God. And the word of God says in 2 Samuel 24:24, now I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God with that which cost me nothing. Everything that we do for God is going to cost us something. David felt that he could not honor God by offering a gift that cost him nothing. God wants our best, not because he needs it, but because by giving, we demonstrate that our goods are not bam. Our goods are not our God. So many times we get caught up in stuff and not caught up in God. We got to get caught up in the Lord today. And as we continue in 1 Kings, wow. We are in a new book. And some of the things that we will read in 1 Kings are things we read in 2 Samuel and 1 Samuel. It's now all about the kings. And it says this, not stated and unknown, only early tradition claimed Jeremiah wrote 1 and 2 Kings, covering events from about 970 to 850 B.C., 1 Kings was probably written sometime after Babylonian destruction of Jerusalem in 586 B.C. Israel divides into rival northern and southern nations. Details, please. King David is declining health, named Solomon his son, with Bathsheba's success. After David's death, God speaks to Solomon in a dream, offering him anything he likes, and Solomon chooses wisdom. God gives Solomon great wisdom along with much power and wealth. The new king soon builds God a permanent temple in Jerusalem, and the Lord visits Solomon again to promise blessings for obedience and trouble for disobedience. Sadly, Solomon's wisdom fails him as he marries 700 women, many of them foreigners who turn his heart to idols. When Solomon dies, his son Rehoboam foolishly antagonizes the people of Israel, and 10 northern tribes from their own nations under Jeroboam, a former official of Solomon. 2 southern tribes continue under Solomon's line in a nation called Judah. Jeroboam begins badly initiating idol worship in the north. Many wicked rulers followed Judah. We'll also have many poor leaders through occasional kings, such as Asa and Jehoshaphat. Follow the Lord. 1 Kings introduces the prophet Elijah, who confronts the evil king Ahab and queen Jezebel of Israel regarding their worship of the false god Baal. In God's power, Elijah defeats 450 false prophets in a dramatic contest on Mount Carmel. Ooh, I love that word. David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth, but thou strong, be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. Give, therefore, thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, though they so great, thy so great a people? Chapter 3, verse 9. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that for may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned thy heart back again. Chapter 18, verse 37. Unique and unusual about 1 and 2 Kings were originally a single volume. Catch that. 1 and 2 Kings were once one book, a single volume, and was split in half to allow for copying into normal-sized scrolls. So what? Solomon's example provides a strong warning. Even the most blessed person can drift from God and make big mistakes. First Kings chapter 1. Now David was old, advanced in years, and they put covers on him, but he could not get warm. Therefore his servant said to him, Let a young woman, a virgin, be sought for our Lord the King, and let her stand before the king, and let her care for him, and let her lie in that our Lord the King may be warm. So they sought for a lovely young woman throughout all the territory of Israel and found Abishag, the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The young woman was very lovely, and she cared for the king and served him, but the king did not know her. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be the king. And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not rebuked him at any time by saying, why have you done so? He was also very good looking. His mother had borne him after Absalom. Y'all catching the drift, right? Haggith, another one of her children, is trying to be king. And then he conferred with Joab, the son of Jeriah, and with Abathar, the priest, and they followed and helped Adonijah. But Zadok, the priest, Benaniah, the son of Joabed, Nathan, the prophet, Shemaiah, and the mighty men who belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah sacrificed sheep and oxen and fatted cattle by the stone of Zoleth, which is by El Vagel. He also invited all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants, but he did not invite Nathan the prophet, Benaniah the mighty man, or Solomon his brother. So Nathan spoke to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, "Have you not heard that Adonijah, the son of Abiathar, has become king, and David, our Lord, does not know it? Come, please, let me now give you advice that you may save your son, your own life and the life of your son, Solomon. Go immediately to King David and say to him, 'Did you not, my lord, O king, swear to your maidservant, saying, assuredly your son Solomon shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne? Why then has Adonijah become king? Then while you are still talking there with the king, I also will come in after you and confirm your words.' So Bathsheba went into the chamber of the king. Now the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite was serving the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did homage to the king. Then the king said, 'What is your wish?' Then she said to him, 'May my lord, you swore by the Lord your God to your maidservant, saying, assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne. So now look, Adonijah has become king, and now, my lord the king, you do not know about it. He has sacrificed oxen and emphatic cattle and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the sons of the king, Abiathar the priest, and Joab the commander of the army, but Solomon your servant he has not invited. And as for you, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are on you, that you should tell them who will sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise, it will happen when my lord the king rests with his fathers that I and my son Solomon will be counted as offenders." And just then, while she was still talking with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. So they told the king, saying, "Here is Nathan the prophet." And when he came in before the king, he bowed down before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, "My lord, O king, have you said Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne? For he has gone down today and has sacrificed oxen and fattened cattle and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the king's sons and the commander of the army and Abiathar the priest. And look, they are eating and drinking before him, and they say, 'Long live King Adonijah.' But he has not invited me, your servant, nor Zadok the priest, nor Benaniah the son of Joadad, nor your servant Solomon. Has this thing been done by my lord the king, and you have not told your servant who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him?" Then King David answered and said, "Call Bathsheba to me." So she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king took an oath and said, "As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from every distress, just as I swore to you by the Lord God of Israel, saying, assuredly Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place, so I certainly will do this day." Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and paid homage to the king and said, "Let my lord King David live forever." And King David said, "Call to me Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaniah the son of Joadad." So they came before the king, said to them, "Take with you the servants of your lord, and have Solomon my son ride on my own mule, and take him down to Gihon. There let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king over Israel, and blow the horn, and say, 'Long live King Solomon.' Then you shall come up after him, and he shall come and sit on my throne, and he shall be king in my place, for I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and Judah." Then Benaniah the son of Joadad answered the king and said, "Amen. May the Lord God of my lord the king say so too. And the Lord has been with my lord the king, even so may he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my Lord King David. So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaniah the son of Joiada, the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down and had Solomon ride on King David's mule and took him to Gihon. Then Zadok the priest took a horn of oil from the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the horn, and all the people said, "Long live King Solomon!" All the people went up after him, and the people played the flute and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth seemed to split with their sound. Now Adonijah and all the guests who were with him heard it as they finished eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the horn, he said, "Why is the city in such a noisy uproar?" While he was still speaking, there came Jonathan, the son of Abathar, the priest. And Adonijah said to him, "Come in, for you are a prominent man, and bring good news." Then Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, "No, our Lord King David has made Solomon king. The king has sent with him Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaniah the son of Joiada, the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and they have made him ride on the king's mule. So Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king at Gihon, and they have gone up from there rejoicing, so that the city is in an uproar. This is the noise that you have heard. Also, Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom, and moreover, the king's servants have gone to bless our Lord King David, saying, 'May God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and may he make his throne greater than your throne.'" Then the king bowed himself on the bed. Also the king said, "Thus blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has given one to sit on my throne this day while my eyes see it." So the guests who were with Adonijah were afraid and arose, and each one went his way. Now Adonijah was afraid of Solomon, so he arose and went and took hold of the horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon, saying, "Indeed, Adonijah is afraid of King Solomon, for look, he has taken hold of the horns of the altar, saying, 'Let King Solomon swear to me today that he will not put his servant in death with the sword.'" Then Solomon said, "If he proves himself a worthy man, not one hair of him shall fall to the earth. But if wickedness is found in him, he shall die." So King Solomon sent them to bring him down from the altar, and he came and fell down before King Solomon. And Solomon said to him, "Go to your house." Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, "I go the way of all the earth. Be strong, and therefore, and prove yourself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, ever you turn, that the Lord may fulfill his word, which he spoke concerning me, saying, 'If your sons take heed to their way to walk before me in truth and with their heart and with all their soul, say you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, you know also what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, and what he did to the two commanders of the armies of Israel, to Abner the son of Ner, and he called Abner back and killed him, and Amasa the son of Jether, whom he killed, and him he kissed and stabbed him, and then laid him on the side of the road. And he said, he shed the blood of war in peace time, and put the blood of war on his belt that was around his waist, and on his sandals that were on his feet. Therefore, do according to your wisdom, and do not let his gray hair go down to the grave in peace, but show kindness to the sons of Bezali, the Gileadite, the sons, and let them be among those who eat at your table. But so they came to me when I fled from Saul, your brother, Absalom, sorry, your brother, and see you have with you Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite from Oron, who cursed me with a malicious curse in the day when I went to Manahim. But he came down to meet me at the Jordan. I swore to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put you to death with the sword. Now, therefore, do not hold him guiltless, for you are a wise man and know what you ought to do to him. But bring his gray hair down to the grave with blood. So David rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. That period that David reigned over Israel was 40 years. 40 is very important in God's world and in the world of the kings of Jerusalem, the kings of Judah. 40 is very important. And we must always remember that that's a holy number, 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron and in Jerusalem. He reigned 33 years. Then Solomon sat on the throne of his father, David, and his kingdom was firmly established. Now Adonijah, the son of Agath, came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon. So she said, do you come peacefully? And he said, peacefully. Moreover, he said, I have something to say to you. And she said, say it. Then he said, you know that the kingdom was mine, and all Israel has set their expectations on me, that I should reign. However, the kingdom has been turned over and has become my brother's, but it was his from the Lord. Now I ask one petition of you. Do not deny me. And she said to him, say it. Bathsheba was not, I'm just going to call it, she was not always the brightest, you know, light. She really wasn't. She was a little, I think she was a little slow when it came to certain things. And this is one of them, because she's going to fall into a trap again. Then he said, please speak to King Solomon, but he will not refuse you, that he may give me Abishag, the Shunammite, as wife. Now understand, this young woman is a virgin. She took care of King David. She knows all the secrets that was, people were speaking to him. And so he's trying to, again, ease his way into taking over the kingdom. But Bathsheba falls right into the trap. So Bathsheba says, very well, I will speak to you, speak for you to the king. Bathsheba therefore went to King Solomon to speak to him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her and bowed down to her and sat down on his throne and had a throne set for the king's mother. So she sat at his right hand. Then she said, I desire one small petition of you. Do not refuse me. And the king said, ask it, my mother, for I will not refuse you. So she said, let Abishai, the Shunammite, be given to Adonijah, your brother, as wife, said his mother. Now, why do you ask Abishai, the Shunammite, but Adonijah asked for him the kingdom also? For he is my older brother, for him and for Abathar the priest and for Joab the son of Jerah. Then King Solomon swore by the Lord, saying, may God do so to me and more also if Adonijah has not spoken this word against his own life. Now therefore, as the Lord lives, who has confirmed me and set me on the throne of David, my father, and who has established a house for me as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death today. So King David sent by the hand of Benani, the son of Jordan, and he struck him down and he died. And to Abathar the priest, the king said, go to Ananon, to your own field, for you are deserving of death, but I will not put you to death at this time because you killed the ark of the Lord, God before my father David, and because you were afflicted every time my father was afflicted. So Solomon removed Abathar from before being priest to the Lord, that he might fulfill the word of the Lord, which he spoke concerning the house of Eli at Shiloh. Then news came to Joab, but Joab had defected to Adonijah, though he had not defected to Absalom. And remember, it was Joab who had Absalom killed. He trusted anymore. So Joab fled to the tabernacle of the Lord and took hold of the horns of the altar. And King Solomon was told, Joab has fled to the tabernacle, holding on to the ark. Just now, about the Lord, there he is by the altar. Then Solomon sent Benaniah, the son of Joab, saying, go strike him down. So Benaniah went to the tabernacle of the Lord and said to him, thus said the king, come out. And he said, no, but I will die here. And Benaniah brought back word to the king, saying, thus is Joab, and thus he answered me. Then the king said to him, do as he has said, and strike him down, and bury him, that you may take away from me and from the house of my father the innocent blood which Joab shed, so the Lord will return his blood on his head, because he struck down two men more righteous and better than he, and killed them with the sword, Abner the son of Ner, the commander of the army of Israel, and Amasa the son of Jesse, the commander of the army of Judah. Though my father David did not know it, their blood shall therefore return upon the head of Joab and upon the head of his descendants forever. But upon David and his descendants, upon his house and his throne, there shall be peace forever from the Lord. So Benaniah, the son of Joab, went up and struck and killed him. And he was buried in his own house in the wilderness. The king put Benaniah, the son of Joab, in his place over the army, and the king put Zadok the priest in the place of Abiathar. Then the king sent and called for Shimei, and said to him, build yourself a house in Jerusalem, and dwell there, and do not go out from there anywhere. But it shall be on the day you go out and cross the brook Kedron, no, for certain, you shall surely die. Your blood shall be on your own head. And Shimei said to the king, the saying is good. As my lord the king has said, so your servant will do. So Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. Now it happened at the end of 3 years that two slaves of Shimei ran away to Achish, the son of Nikai, king of Gath. And they told Shimei, saying, look, your slaves are in Gath. So Shimei rose, saddled his donkey, and went to Achish at Gath to seek his slaves. And Shimei went and brought his slaves from Gath. And Solomon was told that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and had come back. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said to him, did I not make you swear by the Lord and warn you, saying, know for certain that on the day you go out and travel anywhere, you shall surely die. And you said to me, the word I have heard is good. Why then have you not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandments that I gave you? The king said, moreover to Shimei, you know as your heart acknowledges all the wickedness that you did to my father David. Therefore the Lord will return your wickedness on your own head. But King Solomon shall be blessed in the throne of David, shall be established before the Lord forever. So the king commanded Benaniah, the son of Joab, and he went out and struck him down, and he died. Thus the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. And I know we went over a little bit today, but this word had to go forth. And I just want to give a couple of life lessons from today's word. In the first is, or the second one is, for this first king word is this in 1 Kings 1:51. Indeed, Adonijah is afraid of getting hold of the horns of the altar. There is a big difference between regretting the consequences of sin and repenting of it. Adonijah feared the possible consequences of his actions, but never repented of them, and eventually that would cost him everything. By exalting ourselves, we can, for a time, obtain the fame or position or notoriety we seek. But whatever we acquire outside of God's will turns to ashes. We have to be really careful trying to seek fame within anything we do, because God will bring you down and bring it down. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. You are a wise man and know what you ought to do. Even at the beginning of his reign, Solomon was considered a wise man, yet God is able to multiply even what we have so that we can better serve him and bless his people. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 15. You know that the kingdom was mine. Israel has set their expectations on me. And now understanding, he's going to Bathsheba to try to take your son's kingdom. And she falls for the okey-doke. Jonathan revealed a heart still bent on evil when he connected his failed attempt to become king with his request to marry King David's concubine. God can never bless unrepenting sin. No one ultimately gets away with sinful acts. Paul writes, some men's sins are clearly evident, preceding them to judgment. But those are some men follow later. And that's why Solomon had him killed, because he wasn't right. He was going down the wrong way, getting ready to do the wrong thing benefit. So again, we say today, thank you all for listening in a little later. We had a little bit more word, but we will incorporate that into tomorrow's lesson as we move forward in God's word. I thank you all for listening in. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers and hearers of his mighty word. And before we go this morning, a word from Sister Carolyn. And then it will be a wrap, because I have to get ready for church. And it says this, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we keep our eyes and minds stayed on you. Father, help us to do whatever is your will. And then our word for this morning, and that is in Jesus' name. Amen. And today is our faith in Jesus sets us apart from what we used to be and makes us new creatures in Christ. Have a spiritual Sunday, family. And if you are in the Springfield area, there will be a citywide revival. All churches being represented at the BOS Center at 4 p.m. today. It will be a move of God. I am believing it will be fire like on Pentecost. So please, if you are able and willing, please come to the BOS Center this afternoon, 5 p.m., for a move of God. Thank you so much, family. Have a blessed and wonderful day. We will be back together tomorrow as we go to Memorial Day on tomorrow. Think of your family members and think of our young men and women who serve today. And thank God for those that served before, who fought for this land that we live in freely. Thank God for the blessings of freedom, because some places do not have it. Thank you so much, family. We do have a caller. Caller, I'm so sorry. There we go. Caller, your line is open. Caller 7959. Your line is open. Hello. Good morning. Good morning, Mother. We're not able to hear you.
So, what's it on the way? You can't, if you put it on, you can't really see it because you're going to be a